Oil companies are coming to terms with the prospect that oil prices could stay low for years. Today, Royal Dutch Shell announced it's laying off 6,500 workers. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Oil prices made a partial recovery in the spring, but recently they've experienced another downward leg. Today's price for U.S. crude is about $48.50 a barrel. A little more than a year ago, it was over $100 a barrel. Fadel Gate, senior oil analyst with Oppenheimer & Company, says some oil executives have been living in a dream world, expecting a quick return to high prices. But Gates says prices are likely to recover slowly to a new normal of just $65 to $70 a barrel.
This is basically a shock. And a lot of these companies still have wishful thinking, but I think it's waning now.
Shell CEO Ben Van Beurden acknowledged the difficult situation in a message for shareholders today.
Overall, these are challenging times for the industry, and we are responding with urgency and determination.
And the job cuts reflect that urgency. Fadel Gates says the layoffs stem mostly from Shell's recent purchase of BG, formerly British Gas. He says mergers are one way oil companies can cope with a low-price environment.
This is something that they can do themselves. They don't have to wait for higher oil prices to impact their bottom line.
Gates calls it self-help. Merged companies can continue to be profitable by combining their operations and laying off redundant staff.
We're going to see a lot of mergers and acquisition, and that is a healthy thing because the surviving companies would be much more resilient to lower oil prices than the existing companies.
Even as Shell spent money to absorb BG, it managed to turn in solid second quarter earnings. Its profits did fall by a third, but it still made $3.4 billion, mostly from its refining business. Fadel Gates says that global oversupply will keep oil prices in check in the coming years. That oversupply is being driven by the shale oil boom in the United States, which is adding 4.5 million barrels a day to global production. And Gates says if the Iranian sanctions are lifted, even more oil will flood the market. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.